Welcome to the Iowa Blues Showcase, episode number 57. It is Tuesday, July 2nd. Please ignore the explosions going on outside because people are celebrating the 4th way too early. I don't even know if this is going out tonight because I'm having major technical difficulties. The external microphone is not working, but it's not the mic. It's a computer. It's just churning the rainbow wheel of death is what's going on. I don't know why. And then even the internal mic is doing the same thing. Matter of fact, it's not even picking me up like it normally does. So who knows what's going on here. So anyway, we're going to do my best to give you a show tonight. Show features Jimmy Schieffer and Roy Cashman, and then Roy's been on several times, as you know, he's down in Texas. Jimmy Schieffer's still floating around town, although I don't believe he's actively playing right now. He might be at the jams and stuff. Randy Burke will join Roy Cashman, and Randy's legend in the, I don't want to say alt country, but he's certainly not regular country. I would say that he's more old time country. He's legit. He's definitely one of the best guys doing what I would say. I suppose alt country is the right thing. But, I mean, why say alt country when it's like he's playing the real deal? I mean, he's not bro country. He's, playing the good old stuff. And, you can catch him at usually the Greenwood and the Yacht Club. But anyway, Randy Burke, Roy was playing with Randy, so Randy will come sing a song. And then I thought David took off for Texas when we got to season 4, but he was still around. I guess he was just busy because he was playing with Randy Burke and the Prisoners, so he'll make a return visit. And then Jared Hall, I was wondering how I knew Jared Hall. He's a really good piano player, and he was playing keyboards with Randy Burke and the Prisoners, so Jared shows up for this. And Jared, just a talented guy. Like I said, I'd forgotten that I had met him over there at the showcase. So a great show tonight, awesome show tonight. Also, I believe Frank does Des Moines on $50, and Frank will sing his world famous song, his hit song of the summer of 2003, the Chicken Song, bok bok bok. So there you go. That's a full show for you tonight, so I'm sure you will enjoy it. I don't have a whole lot to say because right now I'm busy trying to make sure this show flies. So hopefully at the end of this I can get the mic to work one more time and we can update you. Otherwise, it may just end with music, if it even makes the air. I guess we'll find out later on the Iowa Blues Showcase.
From the windswept prairies, just below the golden dome of the state capitol, coming to you live from Des Moines, Iowa, it's the Iowa Blues Showcase. Special guest, Mr. jamming Jimmy Schieffer. Roy Cashman. The Living Stones. And John Lukart. Plus the world's most dangerous blues band, the Bad Boys of the Blues. Come on, take us home, Johnno. Hey! Thank you, thank you. Welcome to the Iowa Blues Showcase. My name is Tom Gary, and over here is my partner in crime, Mr. Frank Freight Train Strong.
Hey! Wow, it's great to be back, Tommy.
Yeah, where were you?
I was in Boone, Iowa.
Boone?
Boone, it's B-O-O-N-E.
Like Daniel Iowa. Boone?
Yeah. Like Daniel Boone, yeah. We were playing a gig up there with Thomas the Tank and Freight Train Frank. That was the, Notice how the billing went. Well, you know.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's where we were, and lots of cute little kids, and I was able to master the alphabet song while I was up there, so that was
cool.
Real special. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, I could play it for you if you like.
No, that's all right. And for those that don't know, Frank was up in Northwest Iowa this week playing for all the little kiddies at Alta and Spencer, and where else are we? Were you at Storm Lake St. Mary's?
Ocheden.
Ocheden.
In fact, to find the school, you have to turn there by the Ocheden Marriott. It's right, you know.
Oh,
right,
really?
Yeah.
I didn't know Ocheden had a Marriott.
As a matter of, well, yeah, they have shuttle service from the Ocheden International Airport. It's real simple to get there, yeah.
Wow, cool.
Really kind of cool, yeah.
Yeah. And so, Frank.
May I say something about Ocheden?
Yes.
It's actually the biggest city in Osceola County, and it has one in the county has one traffic signal. Yes, in the county. Yeah, we saw
no.
it. We were
really?
It's a nice little plaque on it. Yeah, it's really.
No,
nice.
What's the county seat of Oskaloosa County or Osceola County or whatever?
Osceola County.
You don't even know the county seat?
I think it must be Ocheden.
Really?
I'm not sure.
I
don't know that. I'm sorry. I don't know that.
Oh, okay.
But why isn't Osceola in Osceola County is what I want to know.
I don't know. Okay. I wondered that too on Ragbri. I drove around up there and I was like, why is it there? But anyway, Frank visited me in Storm Lake, and Storm Lake is a wonderful town, don't you think, Frank?
It's a great little town, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Except it's buggy.
It's a lot of bugs, and they have the most beautiful windmill system up there. It's just beautiful.
Oh, yeah,
there,
nice windmills.
Yeah, yeah, it's a cool town.
But anyway, so we're glad that Frank is back. We've rehired him, as you can see. Okay. And Ben has not been fired. Ben had to do some things, but Ben will be back next month. So come on back for next month's show, and we'll have Ben and Frank at the same time in the same place.
Wow.
I don't think we've had that before.
Never.
Oh, wow, cool.
Not this month.
All right, so anyway, our first guest comes to us from here in Des Moines. Originally, I believe it's, what, Muscatine or somewhere like that? Ladies and gentlemen, originally from Muscatine, Jammin' Jimmy Schieffer!
Yeah! Yeah! Here he comes!
Not Muscatine, Keokuk.
River rat, but it's Keokuk, yeah.
Oh, okay, Keokuk, all right.
Thank you.
about 18 years old here, walking in the park. I call it moving along.
Ladies and gentlemen. Well, if I didn't tell you last month, it's good to be home here at the historical building, and Jammin' Jimmy, it's good to have you here. How you doing?
I'm doing fine, thank you, Tom.
And how is the River Rat?
The River Rat is fine.
He's fine.
Yeah.
And so you were talking about, are you still going to New Orleans or something? Or
I was contemplating. But
you're contemplating, okay.
You just never
yeah,
know.
Yeah, yeah. We want you to stay here.
I think about buying a harmonica rack and shining shoes on the street, playing my harp at the same time.
There you go. You could do
get
that.
Get started anyway.
But that's the way the blues man make a living.
Might be a way for this one.
Yeah. So who you playing with and where you been playing? And
well, nobody ever hires me, so I play with myself.
Oh.
Yeah. No, shit.
Yeah. See, back to you're playing with
I
yourself.
I get in bands and then you get out.
Yeah, I understand how it is. It's tough being a musician.
I got my Jammin' Jimmy's Rhythm Room players, and it's mainly just kind of, I got access to anybody in town, so I call them, I pay them $100, $150, and they play.
Damn.
Nobody called me, though.
Oh. Well, nobody calls me either, so. We're dedicating all our shows this season to Chicago Rick. I was wondering if you have a Chicago Rick story for us. Do you have anything? You played with him for many years down there on Friday nights. And
he fired me, you know.
Oh, well. He fired me, too. Hell, he's fired everybody.
Yeah. We started the band together, and I love Rick. Mm-hmm. Don't get me wrong. I miss him terribly. Good friend. Definitely well-respected man in this town, for sure. And he is missed.
Yes. Well, anyway, Jimmy, so you got any gig coming up? Do you want to tell
people? I ain't got nothing on the book. Nobody even calls me for gigs either. They wants to hire me either. They
ain't
really working for me. That's what I think of New Orleans.
It's tough. It's tough, man. Yeah, I know.
No, I just kind of taking a break.
It could be worse. You could live in Storm Lake, you know.
I just kind of been taking a break and really haven't put anything.
You know, there's no blues up there.
I may start doing a jam session at Orlando's on Sundays.
Oh, and where at?
Orlando's.
Oh, Orlando's. I thought you were going to say soon or something. I didn't hear
maybe
Orlando's.
Next Sunday.
All right. So Orlando's on Sunday night. That would be really cool because Sunday's a popular jam night. So hopefully you can get that thing going. And for those of you in town, definitely come out.
There'll be rules at the jam session, though.
There'll be rules? Oh, that'd be nice. A lot of them don't have rules, that's for sure.
And I got priority to turn anything down if I want to.
Really? Oh, now that's
I blew out four harmonicas at the last jam session.
Four harmonicas? Wow.
That's why I have hundreds at home.
Yeah. Well, it's tough on them reeds, you know.
It's just blues. It ain't meant to be played loud.
That's right. You're right. Well, you got another song for us?
Okay.
My baby gives me a high temperature. My baby gives me a high temperature. When I see my baby walking down the street, I feel a fever get too high to be 103. It gets too warm to stay alive. '97, '98 is just false alarm. My temperature's 105 when I hold in my arm. 103, 4, and 5. It gets too warm to stay alive. Yeah. Mitchell, Mr. Jones. My baby gives me high temperature, 101 when we kiss and dance, 102 for night romance, 103 baby gives me a high temperature. My baby gives me a high temperature. When I see my baby coming down the street, I feel the fever get too high to beat. 103. It's too warm to stay alive.
Schieffer. We'll be right back after this short break with Des Moines on $50 and Roy Cashman. I'm ready. Ladies and gentlemen, the Backstage Boogie Band.
Hey, you want a book about Funky's band in Des Moines? Then look no further than the Backstage Boogie Band. That's right, all the way out of Compton. Yeah, you can book them. It's easy. Just email rmoschetta at mchsi.com. That's r.moschetta at mchsi.com. Or you can check out their Facebook page.
This is Tom Gehry from the Iowa Blues Showcase. If you'd like to help us out with the local blues anywhere in the world, why don't you join our Facebook page? It's the Blues Army of Des Moines. The page is dedicated to local musicians where you can post photos, videos.
And we're back. Welcome to the Iowa Blues Showcase. My name is Tom Gehry. And the next segment is our favorite segment of all, Des Moines $50, featuring Frank Freight Train Strong.
Hey! Wow, it's thanks for the nice introduction, Tommy. Say, one of the things that's really cool about this particular day is we have people who've traveled 1,000 miles to be here today.
Wow.
To see this show, ladies and gentlemen, yes.
Cool.
Rosalie and Ron are here. Yeah, they're out there in the audience. And isn't that great? They came from the home of the blues, Salt Lake City, of course.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't see it as home of the blues there. Maybe you can have the blues there.
Oh, you can. Yeah. Well, you know, the closet of the blues, yes. Yeah, actually, that's so true. Yeah. Anyway, we're really glad to have them, and I'm sure there's other people that's traveled at least that far to come down here, but this is, there are two that I know. Well, anyway, I just want to say that Des Moines on $50, it's something it's kind of a tradition here with Tom, because he benefits us so greatly in so many ways. And one of the things he does is he gives $50 so that I can go out and find a fun thing to do in good old Des Moines. Well, I don't know if you've been hearing this or not, but dating and stuff, it's all changed since the old days. It used to be that you would go to a dance or something like that, you know, to pick up a girl or find a date or whatever. All that's changed now. Now it's all on the computer. You go to date.com or you go to kiss.com or cupid.com or you go to I need a
Are any of those .coms paying you for the advertisement?
And
there?
It's part of the shtick.
Oh, okay.
I just wanted you to know that we still have a tradition here, though, in Des Moines that has not changed, a way to meet girls, and that is they call it, for those of you who are not familiar with it, scooping the loop. And so we actually do that. That's still in my 19-year-old son was out scooping last night. So I just wanted you to know that cost me $50 to figure this out. So that's what we did with the $50.
Was that to bail him out of jail,
yeah,
or was that for
right.
gas?
The gas. Yeah, that's actually true. We were giving away the $50. Actually, we made it for a gift. We made it a choice earlier this year that you could either take the $50 or 1 gallon of gas. It was up to you, actually. So, well, anyway, Tommy asked me not to play the song that I wanted to play, so I'm going to play this one instead. And you know, it's
you can sing. You can sing your song about loop scooping. That's fine.
No, we're not going to do that. No,
this
is by request. Tommy told me to play the song, so I haven't had a chance to play it lately, but. Playing with this illustrious bunch of backup guys is just great, because what we're going to do is we're going to ask them to sit in. I'm going to start the song out, and then we're going to have them join in. First, we're going to start with the bass, and then we're going to go to the drums, and then we're going to go to the guitar, and last but not least, we're going to get Tommy in here to add it, okay? And it's called this. It's called the Chicken Song. You can boil them, you can fry them, by the dozen, you can buy them, bok ba bok. I like them basted, they're the best I ever tasted, bok ba bok. Come on. And make her into chicken soup. A bok ba bok. Come on, come on, and do the chicken song. All right. To hear Mr. Yeah. Like that chicken sound. I want to hear him. I want to hear our bass player here for a minute. Play it, John. Play it. Oh, man, that sounds good. I love that sound, that chicken sound. Get down with the chicken, man. Let's hear from Don Brown now. Oh, come on. Come on.
Gentlemen, Freight Train, Frank Strong, and Des Moines on $50. And that was an old Howlin' Wolf tune, wasn't it?
That was a Lawrence Welk tune, actually.
Oh, Lawrence Welk, okay. He was one of the great blues men from South Dakota. I remember him well. A one, a two, and a three. Ow! All right, ladies and gentlemen, our next guest comes from all over this great United States, and he was in Chicago playing with some of the good blues men there, and he came to Des Moines, and he's playing with the great blues and rockabilly and country guys here. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only Mr. Roy Cashman.
Hey, Jimmy, you want a job? Where'd he go? I'll hire you, man. Well, anyhow, it's great to be here again. Thanks for having me, Tom. Hey, Jay. I'm going to use some of the backup band. I got a couple of guys here from my combo. Jared Hall's going to play some keys. And Dave Andrews back here on the drums.
Gimme all your love, gimme all your kissing and hugging. Let me know that you're mine. Gimme all the time. Baby, never do me wrong. We will always get along. We will live so happily. Baby, just you and me. Piece of paper and a diamond ring. Baby, that don't mean a thing. A little love and tenderness. I'm the one you love the best. Baby, never do me wrong. We will always get along. We will live so happily. Baby, just you and me. Jared Hall, Twinkle Man.
Thank you. Hey, Jared, I think you have to ask me some questions. That's what Tom does. I don't. Well, I'm with a band called Randy Burke and the Prisoners. I'm fortunate to have a couple of my amigos here. Come check us out. I think it's randyburkeandtheprisoners.net. We play everything from jump, swing, blues, hillbilly, old-time country, whatever we can figure out, you know, as long as it's got three chords, we're all right. Hey, Frank, I didn't know your name was Lee Oscar. Every harp in the case says Lee Oscar.
I'm on the witness protection program.
Did you steal those harps? Wait till Lee finds out. So, can I take liberties here? I can? Okay, we're going to do a song called Graveyard Shift. I'm going to get Randy to come up here and sing one for you. Come on, Randy.
Not that tall. All right. Thanks, Roy, for letting me come up here. And it's good to be on stage. Let's just do this song.
I stay out all night long. I work the graveyard shift. I stay out all night long. Wake up someday and you find your good girl gone. I drive a Cadillac, she rides just like a dream. I drive a Cadillac, she rides just like a dream. They wanna ride around with me. When the sun goes down, moon's gone, I come around, don't you think I won't? I'm on the graveyard shift, I stay out all night long. Wake up someday, find your good girl. She'll come find me some lonely night. Yeah, cause I got what all those women want. I got what all them women want. I never say I do when I really don't. When the sun goes down, the moon's gone, I come around, don't you think? Stay out all night long. Wake up someday, find your good girl. I'll blow that thing. Thank you.
find a good girl gone.
Randy Burke and Roy Cashman, ladies and gentlemen.
There's the best advertisement I can give you for our band. Come see us. Come see me and Randy.
All right. Roy, how you doing, baby?
I'm doing fine. Well, actually, I'm not.
You're not? What's wrong?
We played a club last night that let us drink top shelf.
No.
I lost a battle with Crown Royal.
Yeah, well, that happens to the best
of us. Once in a while.
And who's this fine young man right here?
It's Jared Hall. He's a music major from Simpson, teaches music. What's the name of your school? Harding. He teaches at Harding.
Whoa, middle school.
Yeah, used
dangerous
to be with the Des Moines Opera for 3 years. This man can sing.
That's a scary career. I'm doing that right now with a K-12. Well, Roy, what have you been up to? We haven't seen you for a while.
Well, you haven't done this for a while.
No.
I mean, I come around, you know.
Yeah. We've been on sabbatical, but we had a whole summer's worth of entertainment we were putting on upstairs. And,
Okay. Oh, outside.
Yeah, outside.
I did that with you once, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
When I first moved to town.
Yeah, and you've been playing and any well, other...
Yeah. I mean, I work. I have a day job. I'm with Jimmy. There's no money in this. I'm shining shoes, huh, Jimmy? That I got to see. Dressed like that, no doubt. But in addition to my day job, I'm getting a lot of work with Randy and the Prisoners, and we've been working really hard on some demo tracks for a studio record we're going to do after the first of the year. I think we have 12 or 13 in the can now. Randy's a great songwriter. He's got some wonderful pieces. Mark Stewart from the Bastard Sons of Johnny Cash is going to come to town and produce the record, so I think we're going to do it at Catamount over in Cedar Rapids. You familiar with them, Jay?
Yeah.
But other than that, the big news of my life is I'm expecting my third daughter. My first
wow.
two are 25 and 21.
Yeah.
And I got one more coming in about 5 weeks.
Holy cow.
And the other thing that's going on is my cat, Mr. O'Malley, swallowed a sewing needle yesterday.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
There'll be a donation jar at the door. He had surgery last night, and they managed to get him fixed up.
Oh, that's nice.
I think he took some thread with it. That's how he got it in.
Ah.
Man, that cat is sore.
Okay, well, anyway, you got another song for us there, Roy.
Yeah, we're going to do kind of a quick jump number here in G, fellas.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Roy Cashman.
Really going to go out of my way to feature Don on the harp here, because this man can blow. Everybody tell him.
your top too small today. Too small today. Honey, you're too small. You're too small to dance. Let me have one. You're too small to dance. Take it home, dog.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you. How about these guys, huh?
We're right back for the second hour of the Isle of Blues Showcase with the Living Stones and John Lukart.
Well, there we go. There was Roy Cashman singing his heart out and playing guitar. And as you can tell, my external mic is working now. I switched up USB cords and it's working, although it's still doing the long, drawn-out Rainbow of Death as it thinks, but it's back, so I'm not going to argue with it. All right, so there we go. That was Roy with Jared Hall and Randy Burke doing their thing. So I hope you enjoyed that. That was a great show. At the beginning of the show, I had said that it was Tuesday. I don't know why I said it Tuesday, although Tuesday is the 4th of July. That's probably why I'm thinking, because I don't know if you can hear it. All of a sudden, it's quiet again, but they are shooting off fireworks like crazy around here. And as one person said on our Neighborhood Watch page, it's the annual, is it gunshots or is it fireworks? So there you go. And in my neighborhood, it could be both. So, hey, there you go. Enjoy. Well, anyway, as I said, this is episode 57. We're nearing 5,000 downloads, which is kind of exciting. It's been kind of a nice trek. Not quite 100 downloads per episode there, but fairly close. So, we're doing that pretty regularly, but then, like I said, I do not understand the ups and downs of Podcastville. So, you know, we look like we're going back on another climb, though. So, hey, there you go. All right, well, hope you've had a great summer so far. Hope you've had a safe summer. Those of you here in the United States, let's enjoy our 4th sensibly and not try to blow ourselves up. Here in Iowa, fireworks are legal for the first time since the 1930s, and it really hasn't changed anything, because when they were illegal, people were blowing them off all the time. So, there you go. Did you hear that? I hope so. But anyway, yeah, I hope you're having a safe and wonderful 4th. For those of you outside the United States, I hope you have a wonderful time. I know the French are celebrating Bastille Day coming up, or already have. I can't remember. Was it the 2nd? No, I don't think so. I'm sorry. I don't want to offend my French listeners, because there are a lot of you, actually. But have a good Bastille Day. And for the rest of the world, you know, celebrate whatever it is you want to celebrate this beginning of July, but have a safe one. And let's all hope for better times ahead. The blues will help you, bring you up when you're down. Listen to the blues and it will help you make a better day. Because that's what the blues is all about. It's not to make you sad. It don't give you the blues. It chases the blues away. So please, ladies and gentlemen, you have a safe week and listen to the blues, because it will ease your worried soul. Amen and hallelujah. And see you next week on the Iowa Blues Showcase.